proclamation number 4665 dated the June 11th, 1949. The world wants to see miracles and does not see the greatest miracle of all. It seems strange to you that I do not appear in great glory, that I do not make my presence known through eye-catching unusual appearances, but simply and without splendor merely express myself through my word where I am able to be present. The world wants to see miracles, but my own see miracles everywhere and therefore will also recognize me in plain clothing. They feel my spirit, which gives evidence of itself that it is not a deceptive light, but it spreads a soft yet bright light that radiates from the heart, where I myself can dwell. The world wants to see miracles and fails to see the greatest miracle of all. For is it not a miracle that you may hear the voice of God, that I myself can speak to you like a father speaks to his children? Is it not a miracle that I personally answer questions which arise in all thinking person and which he is nevertheless unable to answer himself? Is it not a miracle that you yourselves have the teacher within you who educates you in purest truth and grants you wisdom? You, who look for God in the distance, will never be able to grasp this miracle, and therefore you will be unable to believe, for you do not allow my working within yourselves, and thus I cannot make myself known to you either. Yet my own, who have established a relationship with me through their thoughts, who always feel me close to them, are impressed by the miracle, even though the miracle keeps itself hidden from them. That is, they cannot comprehend the full extent of their experience. For they should remain open-minded in their relationship with me, so that they speak and commend themselves to me as a friend and brother without any sense of excessive awe. And therefore I am closer to them than to those who want to behold me intellectually and yet will never be able to find me. But I will also appear to some in an obvious manner, and they will then be able to bear witness of me and portray me as truly existing, and through their faith they will also help to strengthen the faith of those who are still weak but not without faith. My word will speak for itself and give evidence of me to the world. The substance of the word conveyed from above to earth is a far more obvious miracle than any extraordinary process which people would like to experience as proof of God. My servants on earth who remain simple and receive my word without trance, who equally simply pass it on again as they have received it from me, are not affected by inner excitement, yet their souls experience the merciful, unusual event and will be enlightened, even if the human being as such is unaware of it. I know why my servants must have this apparent insensitivity, and thus it is also my doing, not in order to disadvantage but to benefit the soul. And therefore do not allow such thoughts to reduce the value of the messages, but know that I am present with you myself when you hear my voice, and that this presence of mine is truly the greatest of miracles which, however, only few people believe or experience consciously. For the world wants to behold and be in awe but not quietly listen and be grateful for every genuine secret revelation which the conveyance of my word from above signifies to people. Amen.